This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. As the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic worsens, another large-scale layoff is coming to the Grand Valley. KVNF's John King reports.
Ecogen Laboratories, which processes CBD, has 8 locations on the western slope. It will very soon have about 100 fewer employees. Chris Engelhardt is the director of the Mesa County Workforce Center.
A bit of a surprise that there was 101. That's a very large number. But at the same time, you know, we're seeing a lot of layoffs throughout industries right now, locally and across the state. So it wasn't necessarily a surprise to see layoffs, but that was a large amount, which was unfortunate to see.
The layoffs are being blamed on the coronavirus pandemic and new regulations from the Food and Drug Administration. Engelhardt says the Workforce Center will do what it can.
So we have already reached out to Ecogen and set up an appointment to be able to meet with them and hopefully be able to get in front of those affected staff and discuss the services that we offer here at the Workforce Center. We're still posting new jobs every day.
This is the third large round of layoffs recently. First, it was the Russell Stover plant in Montrose, 217 employees, StarTech in Grand Junction, 371 workers, and now Ecogen. For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
Governor Jared Polis has signed more bills in response to the pandemic and its impact on local businesses. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
One bill creates a $20 million loan program for businesses with fewer than 25 employees. Speaking at a small brewery in downtown Denver, Polis said businesses that missed out on federal loans are the top priority for the state funds.
That the Paycheck Protection Program wasn't able to fill all the holes. Some businesses, and particularly maybe minority-owned businesses and other small businesses that didn't have banking relationships, weren't able to participate.
A separate loan program is being created for businesses with less than 100 employees. It will have more than $200 million available over the next 2 years. I'm Scott Franz in
Denver. A new survey shows that symptoms of depression are worsening across the nation and our region during the pandemic. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Researchers at Harvard, Rutgers, Northeastern, and Northwestern universities did the survey, and they found that more than 27% of people in the U.S. are exhibiting symptoms of moderate to severe depression. That's more than 3 times the rate before the pandemic. Roy Perlis is a co-author and a Harvard Medical School professor. He says depression is significantly worsening in all demographics. And beyond that?
Among the depression symptoms we ask about are thoughts of suicide or thoughts of being better off dead. And those rates are up too. Not as high as with depression, but those rates are up too.
Historically, Idaho has some of the nation's highest suicide rates. And according to this survey, it now has the highest rates of reported depression in the Mountain West. More than 28% of people there have symptoms. Other states in our region have much lower rates, though. Perlis says that correlates with how much the pandemic has affected their daily lives. Montana saw the lowest rates in the nation at about 12%. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
In Colorado, a quarter of those who participated in the survey reported having symptoms of moderate to severe depression. That's lower than the current national rate during the pandemic, but far higher than before COVID-19. This week, Governor Polis signed what he says is the most difficult budget in state history because of the impacts of COVID-19. Colorado's public schools will take the biggest hit, with more than $500 million cut from their budgets. KVNF Scott Franz has more on what that means for school districts moving forward.
There are a lot of unanswered questions about coronavirus and the next school year. Will there be a second wave in the fall? And what about the safety of students and teachers? Right now, Steamboat Springs Superintendent Brad Meeks says the budget is on his mind.
It's right around $1.7 million is what we've had to either, you know, cut or use reserves for.
That number might end up even higher if enrollment drops.
What we're trying to do in the district is, you know, what are the resources that we have available to, I guess, minimize the damage to the classroom.
Steamboat is proposing to spend about $500,000 of its reserves to spare some cuts. But with the deficit so high, their rainy day fund can only go so far.
We've come up with about $1.2 million worth of reductions. Basically, you know, those are positions that we didn't fill, or we hired people back as long-term subs.
Colorado's constitution requires a balanced budget. Money to fund K-12 schools and higher ed takes up a third of the state's general fund. So more often than not, it's one of the first things to get cut. The Federal CARES Act will help soften the blow after Governor Polis sent more than $500 million of it to K-12 schools. But coronavirus aside, these money woes are hitting at a particularly worrisome time.
We're still digging out of the hole that was created in the recession 2008-2009.
Michelle Murphy leads Colorado's Rural Schools Alliance.
We're only halfway back.
She's referring to the last time schools had to endure such deep cuts.
And so great concern about what this is going to look like going forward. Rural districts couldn't withstand. They're leaner than their larger district counterparts. There's less fat to trim, so to speak.
State lawmakers did pass bills to try and fill some of the gaps. Voters will decide in November whether to increase taxes on cigarettes and nicotine products to generate tens of millions of dollars for rural school districts. But while grateful, Murphy says it's not nearly enough.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts. We really need a sustained revenue stream.
And while districts like Steamboat are dipping into their reserves to avoid more drastic cuts right now, Murphy worries the worst has yet to come.
A clear sense that next year is going to be, you know, I'm going to use the word disaster, because they're not going to have the $510 million in federal stimulus dollars.
And education advocates are worried that districts who are already running on lean budgets would be even more devastated with future cuts than they were in the Great Recession.
We have more than half the school districts in the state are on a four-day week.
Amy Baca Oler leads the Colorado Education Association.
We have students who don't have access to adequate mental health support. We have students who are sitting in class sizes that are much too large. We have one of the largest educator shortages we've seen. So adding to that already devastating picture is just, it doesn't look good.
Back in Steamboat Springs, there's another budget item that Superintendent Brad Meeks is having to deal with. They have to invest the federal aid money in new technology and personal protective equipment to deal with the pandemic at the expense of saving teaching jobs.
So overall in our district, we're going to see about 15 and a half FTE reduction. So the way we understand the CARES Act, I can't take part of that $1.2 million and go back in and save or reinstate those lost positions.
Which leaves the future uncertain for Steamboat and 180 other districts around the state as they contemplate budgets and how they will handle classes in the fall. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And that concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.